Marine Drive. Work officially began on Marine Drive on the 30th of March 1897, when the Mayor laid the foundation stone as part of Scarborough's celebration for Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee. The project was intended to be both a marine carriage drive and a sea defence. The headland had lost 3.5 acres over the last 50 years due to erosion. The opportunity to develop a new tourist attraction connecting both of Scarborough Bays and protect the shoreline appealed to the council, who borrowed a considerable sum of money, estimating in 1897 the project would cost around £70,000 and take 3 years. Not all were in favour, though. Lord Lonsborough opposed the reshaping of the headland on aesthetic grounds. Instead of the grand rugged rock to which one is accustomed, he wrote, there is now what appears a monstrous railway embankment. It does seem folly, more than that, a crime, to destroy one of the principal attractions of Scarborough and its greatest beauty. They had certainly underestimated the scale of the task. Storms would repeatedly wash away their work, sending costs spiralling and setting back deadlines by years. The fierce storms of January 1905 were the most serious of the many which damaged Marine Drive. The council had planned for a summer opening by the Prince of Wales that year, and locals had been allowed to walk the road that very month. The last block had been laid by the mayoress in October 1904. The force of the waves scooped out the material used for the roadway, which was awaiting surfacing. Later in the morning, the roadway was converted into a torrent, wrote the Guardian. Iron fencing was destroyed while workmen's huts were demolished, whilst the locomotive was buried in the debris. The steam-powered cranes and railway tracks were particularly vulnerable to storms. The seawall itself was left with large cracks. Engineers found it was practically necessary to build another wall in front of a portion 428 feet long, and that there was no hope of opening soon. During the January storm, the 1,000-foot-long North Promenade Pier, which had stood since 1869, was almost entirely washed away by the combination of the wind and tides. Only the isolated pavilion at the seaward end remained. It was not rebuilt. While work on Marine Drive continued throughout, locals wondered if the project would ever be finished. The original public works contractor went bankrupt and blamed the storm damage to Marine Drive. Holderness MP Stanley Wilson condemned the project in 1906 as an extravagance by the Scarborough Corporation and a mistake. Marine Drive was finally opened on July the 27th, 1908. Over 11 years in construction and costing over £120,000 at opening, the event was marked by a royal ceremony. The Duke of Connaught, brother of the King, alongside his wife and daughter, Princess Patricia, who were hosted at Lonsborough Lodge and the Royal Hotel, declared the road open. The day was observed as a general holiday, crowds lining the streets to watch the royal procession down Victoria Road to Castle Road, then Queen's Parade and Royal Albert Drive. The Duke inspected local veterans of the Crimean War and the Indian Mutiny, and was later credited with securing a pension for one veteran who was then an inmate at Scarborough Workhouse. While wind and rain tarnished the town's decorations, it takes a lot to damp the ardour of North Country people, wrote the Times. The Duke assures locals that while it had cost much in time, money and anxiety, they could be proud of having made one of the finest drives, certainly in the United Kingdom, if not possibly the world. The road was 4,200 feet long, with a seawall 40 feet high